There are no perfect nations out there, but it's still refreshing to see that there are still nations out there that honor God and His Word. This is an extraordinary report from the European Times. It's called Russia Issues Grave Warning, Prepare to Defend Earth, Fallen Angels Have Returned. An extraordinary report prepared by the Military Scientific Committee of the Armed Forces, MSC, on the just completed trials of the Almaz Anti high energy laser directed energy weapon system project by the 27th Research Central Research Institute. 27 CRI states that their immediate disbursement to the Federation allies India, China, and Brazil is needed to defend our planet against interdimensional entities who could soon attempt to recapture Earth. Wow. Important to note about this report are that the references to interdimensional entities contained in it date back to the Great Patriotic War, World War II, when the Soviet intelligence services confirmed the German Nazi regime's existing communication link with what can be described as fallen angels / demons, but which our planet oldest written records refer to as the gods, small g's. Wow. So that right there, that's exposing the great coming alien deception, where they're going to act like aliens are beings from another planet coming to either help us or attack us and this and that, when it's all only just fallen angels and demons. It's a great deception. And they have technology where they can pull this deception off via Project Blue Beam and all this other stuff. And that's what the heliocentric model will assist too, will aid and assist this great deception, the heliocentric model where Big Bang happened and all this garbage, and then we're all the planets are, our planets and our solar system are going around this giant central sun, which is nothing but sun worship mass. That's all it is, when the Bible describes our closed system as being geocentric, where the earth is stationary and it doesn't move, and God rotates everything around us, where our sky and all that rotates around us. I'm going to continue on with this article, article here. Let's see. These fallen angels / demons, this report explained, were once vanquished from our earth about 5,000 to 6,000 years ago in what was then referred to by the ancients as the Great Overturning that nearly instantly froze millions of woolly mammoths of Siberia, destroyed the vast city-state known as Atlantis, and is recorded in the stories, religions, and legends of all of our planet's peoples as the Great Flood. Kind of hard to read this. Most importantly, however, to have been destroyed in the Great Overturning, this report continues, was the main geographical area inhabited on the earth by these fallen angels / demons, located from the Indian subcontinent through the Himalaya and mountain range to what is present-day Ukraine. It's interesting because it seems like the dark forces are trying to start a war with Russia using Ukraine. And none of us want a nuclear war. We want to enjoy our lives. We don't want to see bombs falling down on our cities because somebody's over there trying to prop up the dollar or whatever they're doing, but we don't want any part of nuclear war. You know, Russia's turned back to Christianity and it looks like we're running away from it. That's embarrassing. We need to run back. Our nation needs to run back to the cross as fast as it can and then be friends with Russia and help them in their journey to you know, get godly and all that stuff. We're two Christian nations, so we started out Christian, but we need to join up with those guys and have two Christian nations against all terrorism in the world and just make the world a peaceful place instead of having New World Order hijack the West and try to throw throw the West up as a sacrifice against a nation that has returned back to Christ and Jesus and the laws of God. They learn a lesson on godless Soviet stuff, that stuff don't get you nowhere but failure and a collapse. So they've learned from the godless anti-God Soviet system, and they have run away from that back to the cross. And it looks like the West is being led away from the cross to God knows who what. All right, I'm going to continue on with the article. The two major Sanskrit epics of ancient India, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, this report explains fully details the interaction of these fallen angels with the Aryan race, include the use of the Vimana airspace vehicle, described as an apparatus which can go by its own force from one place to place or globe to globe. Verifying this incredible ancient claim of the power of the Vimana to not only traverse our own planet, but those of others too. Yeah, that's all falling into that coming alien deception. This report says can be found in the symbol of these fallen angels / demon called the swastika, being discovered all over Earth. Include prior to World War II, when the soldiers of the United States 45th Infantry Division proudly wore this symbol prior to the rise of Nazi Germany. Well, I thought that symbol also came from like Indians or whatever, but everybody's trying to hijack it. In fact, this report notes the earliest known object with the swastika motifs is a bird from the tusk of a mammoth from the Paleolithic settlement of Mezine, Ukraine, dated to 10,000 BC. And its ancient use also been discovered in the Mississippian era sites in the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys, the Hopi and Navajo Indians of North America among the Celts, ancient Germans, Finns, and too many other worldwide cultures to mention in just one article. To our human race, reconnecting with these fallen angels / demon, this report says, appears to have occurred in the 16th century when a brilliant new star appeared on the sky in early November 1572, and which we now know to have been Tycho's supernova, occurring in the constellation Cassiopeia, and which was one of about 8 supernova visible to the naked eye in historical records. More critical to note about the Tycho supernova, MSC experts in this report state is that it also appeared to cause an interdimensional rift, allowing humans to once again communicate with the fallen angels / demons. Yeah, these pretend alien guys, I call the light bulb heads with the big eyes. And they're abducting humans so they can make hybrids. So they can say, yeah, there is other races out there in the galaxy, and we seeded you here, and we helped, and we're coming back to help you evolve, and all this nonsense, just to get people not believing in the Bible. It's all a great deception from Satan. So I was letting you know that right now. And then this one guy with the Prophecy Club made this DVD. Can't think of it right now, but he said that all these people that was getting alien abducted by these aliens or whatever, when they do the stuff to them to make them make their memory come back, when they're doing that, they will see with amongst the aliens like tall blonde people with blue eyes or whatever, blonde hair, dressed in Nazi uniforms, and said that, and when they abduct them, they never take them into outer space. They always take them down into the earth somewhere. So that was interesting right there. I'm letting you know the origin of where these beings are coming from. It's not coming from another planet. It's all local. So letting you know that right now. Let's get back to what I was reading here. I'm just going to read it again. More critical to note about the Tycho supernova, an MSC expert in this report is is that it also appeared to cause an interdimensional rift, allowing humans to once again communicate with the fallen angels slash demons slash light bulb heads slash losers who had previously been expelled from our planet, the most important of whom was the personal astrologer sorcerer to England's Queen Elizabeth John Dee. I want to interject a little something about these aliens, these fallen angels, these demons. People have broken up alien abduction attempts by invoking the name of Jesus. So that should let you know that they're demonic in origin right there. It's all a deception. It's a great deception, so you can rebuke them in Jesus' name. All right. From the historical records from the 16th century about Dee and his assistants' contact with these fallen angels slash demons, we can further read. Dee would perform ritual invocations of the angels and fallen angels, and Kelly would stare into a scrying mirror or crystal ball wherein a series of angels appeared, transmitting prophecies, instructions, and furious pronouncements on the spiritual nature of mankind. The angels were not charitable, raging at the fallen state of humanity, who have only become progressively worse since being sent east of Eden. They consistently liken humans to harlots, not in the sexual sense, but in the sense that they weakly allow their attentions to be captivated by literally anything except God. Maybe those were some righteous angels right there. I doubt the fallen angels would say something like that. But anyway, the word of God says you're supposed to test the spirits. Any spirit that doesn't confess Jesus Christ came in the flesh and dwelt with us is a spirit of Antichrist. Over years of actions, the angels described the ordering of the cosmos, a series of instructions for ritual invocations, predictions of apocalypse, and events to come in Europe, politics, finally the angelic Enochian language, which they explained was the your language of humanity spoken before the fall of Adam. For Dee, this was not magic but religion. He supplicated himself to the angels totally. Kelly though was terrified of the spirits, considered them demons, and constantly begging Dee to cease sessions. Dee insisted on pushing ahead, overworking Kelly to exhaustion and keeping him virtually prisoner at Mortlake. I want to say something too that I learned about the fallen angels and the righteous angels. The righteous angels of God, they only move according to the word of God, and they're not, and most of the time they're not trying to get your attention unless God specifically tells them to. The fallen angels, on the other hand, they're always trying to get man's attention. Or always trying to cut deals with man. Oh yeah, can we kidnap some people and we'll give you technology? Or can we do this and that and we'll give you technology? That's the deals that they're always trying to cut with man. So that'll let you know what fallen angels are right now. And fallen angels also always attracted human women. That's how the Nephilim got formed when they came down in Genesis 6. Whatever it's in Genesis. And they came down and they made it with the human women. And that formed the giants, the Nephilim. And then when the Nephilims died or were killing each other or got killed, their spirits weren't meant to be created in the first place. And so their spirits was left to roam the world as demons. That's what demons are, the spirits of the departed Nephilim. And these spirits can imitate your loved ones that passed on, come back and impersonate your loved ones. That's why the word of God says you're not supposed to be talking to the dead. You think you're talking to grandma, and you're talking to a demon that's impersonating your grandma. All right? The angels, okay, back to the article. The angels, for their part, detested Kelly, clocking him immediately that he had previously engaged in demonic grim ori magic, and quickly became exasperated with both Dee and Kelly. Though Dee may have been the smartest member of the species, he was still perceived as an inconsequential net. Really, yeah, that's something like fallen angel attitude right there, mentality by the angelic hyper intelligences. Yeah, these aren't, I don't think those are righteous angels. Particularly when Dee and Kelly began begging them for money, Kelly even asked if the angel should loan him money. But for all of Dee and Kelly's embarrassing lack of evolution, yeah, those are definitely fallen angels talking about evolution. They would have to do, because the angels had a plan, and Dee and Kelly were on the hook. Yeah, these guys ain't righteous. Talking about those fallen angels. Put simply, the angels wanted nothing less than a new world order. Okay, there we go. So I don't have to keep talking about it. Those are fallen angels. Gave this stuff away right there. Run by divine principles and propose what must be one of the most dangerous ideas in Western history. A world religion. There you go. And these entities is what has hijacked the West, and Russia's trying to break away and do right by God. And these guys want to influence the puppets to start a nuclear war that we all will probably have to suffer for unless God intervenes. Well, God gonna protect his people anyway, but we don't want a nuclear war, so they don't speak on the behalf of the people. So it's letting you know that, Russia, we're not for war. So we're all about Christ. A world religion based on love and unity, a supra-Christianity or terminal monotheism, now I'm back to reading the article, which would not only reunite Catholicism and Protestantism, but even Judaism and Islam into a fused whole, all made possible, of course, by the technology that angels had provided for direct individual contact with the spirit agents of God instead of relying on terrestrial authority or scripture. There you go. That's what they want to do. They want to form a one world religion, a one world government under Antichrist. And these fallen angels are going to come back pretending to be aliens, pretending to be sent from God, all kind of stuff. Just trying to get our attention or trying to get us to trust in them. But Jesus Christ is coming back. And he's coming back as God with power. And the first thing he does when he comes back, he burns up his enemies. He's not coming back playing patty cakes. He's coming back to fight his enemies. So that's how the real Jesus Christ returns. He doesn't return as a flesh man. He returns back as a conquering king. And he's going to wipe the floor with the new world order and all these deceivers. And all things will be brought to light. So now is the time, people. Playing around, think it's a game out there. You better get on Christ's side while it's still time. Because when he comes back, ain't nobody getting saved. It's warfare. When Christ comes back, he's going to be conducting warfare. So everything is spiritual warfare. Spiritual. It's all from Christ. It's all from his power and might and his fire. And no nation, no one will be able to stand up against the awesome power and indignation of Christ. So now is the time to bow your knee. Well, you're going to bow your knee now and be on God's good side, or bow it later, but you're going to bow them knees. So time to humble yourself and line yourself up with the Bible, the King James Bible, the scriptures. Follow the scriptures, not perversions and traditions of man. The only one that's supposed to be worshipped is God the Father, and it's through Jesus Christ. So you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No one else gets worshipped. And that's Bible. Okay, back to the article. Combined with the foundation D had already laid for a temporal new world order under Elizabeth, this new religion would unite souls of the entire globe, fuse all humanity into one state and one church, all directed by angels themselves, the New Jerusalem. So fervent were the angels that they commanded Dee and Kelly to present themselves to the court of Rudolph, the Holy Roman Emperor. Tell him he was possessed by demons and command him to heed the angelic message. This was a death sentence, but Dee and Kelly shockingly made good on it. Rudolph ignored them, but the papal nuncio did not and plotted their destruction. The church, it seems, took Dee and Kelly's claim seriously, perhaps a threat to their very existence. Humans talking to God without scriptural or institutional mediation was not on the menu. See, the Bible gave us, God gave us the Bible so that we can know what's up. We can know what's coming. Other than that, anything could come along and tell you anything, you know. people say the Bible is translated or whatever. Yeah, it's translated, but it's a good translation when you use the King James Bible and you use a strong concordance and all that, and then it gives you the real meanings of the words. And it's the closest, Geneva Bible is a good Bible. Those ones closest match the settled word that's up there in heaven. When the Christian on earth, this is what Satan knew, and this is why Satan had to come out with all these fake Bibles by Rupert Murdoch, the porn publisher, made the NIV, and a lot of these fake Bibles have been produced by Satanists. So y'all didn't even know that. But the King James Bible is the closest there is to what the settled word is up there in the heaven. And when the Christian on earth words match the settled word in heaven, there's a power flow that comes down on it called the anointing, and this destroys Satan's kingdom. So he had to pervert the word of God in some cases. Even the New King James, you don't even want to use that because it's been things switched around in there. In the NIV, you have a verse in there saying that Jesus Christ is a son of the gods, small g's. See that right there? That's paganism. That's the fallen angels, the little G's, the little gods. God is big G, big God, the true God. All right, back to the article. To the evidence of the success of England under the direction guidance of these fallen angels / demons, this report says, cannot be denied, as it began the British Empire, which the sun never set. That is, until the end of the 20th century, when upon the death of Queen Victoria in 1901, the German House of Hanover, of which Queen Victoria headed, disseminated their occult knowledge throughout all of the royal houses of Europe. What began then, this report grimly notes, was centuries of war deliberately initiated and controlled by these fallen angels, intent upon total destruction, as to establish their one world religion, the most destructive being World War II. Causing World War II to be so destructive, this report continues, was the German Nazis' successful establishment of an interdimensional transport communication device called Die Glocke, the bell, allowing for the first time since 1561 a Viamana air spacecraft to appear on Earth in 1937. The previous attempt of these fallen angels to reintroduce their Viamana air spacecraft on Earth since the Great Overturning, this report notes, occurred on 14th of April 1561 when John Dee traveled to Nuremberg, Germany, using the occult mechanisms he had been taught by these entities, caused to erupt a furious sky battle witnessed by all of the residents of the city, in which the fallen angels' demons were defeated. Yes, praise Jesus. By 1937, though, this report says, an intact Viamana air spacecraft was not only in the hands of the Nazis, they were able to start duplicating it, resulting in what are now referred to as the Foo Fighters, a term used by Allied aircraft pilots to describe various UFOs or mysterious aerial phenomena seen in the skies over both the European and Pacific theaters of operations. Even after World War II, MSC experts in this report say the Nazi Germans remaining Foo Fighters, along with the Die Glock device, were secreted to Antarctica, where they remain today and attested to by numerous high-ranking present and former Russian military officials. They had to see video there. To how great of a danger our planet is in due to these fallen angels / demons reappearing with their Viamana air spacecraft, this report warns, is evidenced by the mysterious December 9, 2000 event called Norway Spiral. See video. Where a fantastical otherworldly spiral appeared in the night sky over both Norway and Sweden, and which the ancients of people of our planet had all recorded, was a sign that always preceded the arrival of the gods. Small g's. Equally as critical to note about the 2009 Norway spiral, MSC experts state, is that within days of it occurring, dozens, if not more, mysterious crafts began erupting from deep beneath Siberia, leaving massive craters and hurtling into space with one of them being tracked this week, where it has taken up an orbit around our sun. Yeah, I don't believe that. Our sun is small and it's within the firmament, under the dome. The book of Enoch, read the book of Enoch, the course of the luminaries. It tells you how our sun and moon works in this closed system. As President Putin this past August 2014 classified as a potential national threat, any news information relating to these mysterious crafts erupting from beneath Siberia. This report does note, however, it further states that what is now called the Chelyabinsk meteor event, of February 15, 2013, that exploded with 20 through 30 times more energy than was released from the atomic bomb detonated at Hiroshima. I found out about something about Hiroshima and Nagasaki from the Prophecy Club, Pastor Merci. You go to their website and you can listen to the audio files from Pastor Merci. He said that God let him know, or God made it known that Hiroshima and Nagasaki were Christian cities. These cities were cities filled with Christians. And so they needlessly dropped the nuclear bombs on those two cities, and God is going to repay for that. God is going to punish for bombing his Christians. So that is something else right there. See video here. Back to the article. Was based on orbital trajectory and actually an apparent attack against the Siberian region where these mysterious crafts are being launched from, and was exactly like the 30 June 1908 meteor attack upon the same region that is now called Tunguska event. Yeah, I remember my roommate had a drink called Tunguska Blast, and it's supposed to have been the minerals gathered or from that area into a drink, like herbs or whatever. It was good stuff. All right, back to the article. Also, and perhaps most disturbingly, this report concludes U.S.-EU attempts to demonize President Putin and embroil Russia in war. Yep, that's true. In fact, an elaborate masquerade designed so that these Western powers can overrun Siberia to destroy, dismantle what by all appearances seems to be an ancient defense system designed to protect our planet from these fallen angels, slash demons, who are now in league with, if not outright controlling, nearly all the Western nations on Earth. And finally, though not exactly referred to in this MSC report, Western scientists appear to be preparing their citizens for what is to come by publishing many scientific papers this past year, proving that parallel worlds exist and interact with our world. A position, mind you, first stated by the renowned French scientist and UFO researcher Jacques Vallée, who describes ago warned that what are completely called aliens from other worlds may in fact be fallen angels and demons, and they're local. And that's what all this globe earth nonsense is, and why they protect this scam with everything they got with NASA and all their hoaxes. It's all for the fallen angels, so they can say they came from another whatever solar system, another planetary system, and they came here to save us from ourselves and all kind of scenarios. That's why I just go by the Bible. The Bible is geocentric. The book of Enoch is geocentric, supporting things, you know. There's no proof of Earth spinning around and everything like that. It's stationary. It's stationary. I don't know if it's flat or whatever. I believe it's uneven, but we do know how gravity actually works. Gravity has one direction. It's pulling down. Like, you get a pan and you put water in it, we know gravity works that way. But they're saying that gravity, the misinformation is saying that gravity holds onto a spear in all directions, keeping everything and keeping the atmosphere held onto this spear that's flying through space for no reason and just spinning around for no reason. And when you look at the coordinates and the numbers that they use, it's 666 and all kind of stuff like that, and 666 and 1,000 miles an hour, or whatever it is, but it's all just misinformation garbage supporting the fallen angels and their return. That's what the whole global heliocentric model is all about. You know, and he even got Christians falling for it because they read one thing in the Bible that said the Lord sits on the circle of the earth. If you go look at the Hebrew and everything, a circle and a sphere are very two different things. You know, it could be a circle and it could be not a sphere. You know, and the Bible had both words available from the Hebrew, where there's a verse in the Bible was talking about where God's talking about a ball. He's talking about a ball, and then another verse where he just said a circle. So if he wanted to say a ball, he would have said a ball. But the Christians say, oh, well, it's a ball because he said circle. No. And that where all the confusion is coming from. So like I told people that can hear from God, I said, won't you ask God what if Earth is a ball spinning around, flying through space, or is that a deception? Every time I ask them to do that, they never do it. So you know, you could choose to be deceived, but I choose to believe the word of God as it is written. And I like what the Russians are doing against the fallen angels and everything. I don't know if technology can work against these beings, but hey, at least you're trying. But what I would do is Putin and leadership, you know, do some fasting and prayer and you know, national repentance. That's what America needs to do, national repentance. And we also know invoking the name of Christ can work against these enemies, like saying blood of Jesus. Also you could tell these fallen angels, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You battling them. Also you could be quoting Psalm 91. You have your whole forces quoting Psalm 91. They can't handle stuff like that either. It's been people, Christians that have been put in front of firing squads and they're saying Psalm 91 and the bullets not even touch them. It's been soldiers in the Vietnam War. I was told about these soldiers that they were saying Psalm 91 every day, you know, before they went into battle. And these soldiers, all of them that was doing that, made it home, made it through the war, and made it home without a scratch on them, not a scratch. So those are things that will definitely work against fallen angels and demons and everything on Satan's side. So that's a start right there. And just fast and have your people and yourself fast and pray, and just ask God to give you wisdom and give you ideas from heaven on what to do to defeat these entities. All right, God bless you and your people, and God bless all the Christians and all good people on the planet. In Jesus' name, amen.